From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jimmy Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. Schools across the region have been hit this year with false active shooter reports. And even though these threats are fake, the consequences are very real. The Mountain West News Bureau's Will Walkie reports on what are called swatting incidents. And a warning, the story contains descriptions of both violence and suicide.
On a Wednesday in early April, a social media threat began circulating around Cody, Wyoming. It said, quote, CHS is going down. For some Cody High School students, like junior Curtis Miller, it meant a lockdown in his Spanish classroom.
In that moment, I sort of started texting my mom back and forth, just like freaked out a little bit because I wasn't sure what was going on. I wasn't sure, who knows, there might be someone coming in with the intent of harming the school.
Miller spent about a half an hour in the classroom with a terrified teacher and a couple of classmates. It turns out the threat was a recirculated post about a school in New Mexico from years ago. But Miller says it was still hard for him to concentrate for the rest of the day.
Well, and it's always scary to think about now. For right now, just going back every day, just wondering, could this be the day where it's actually not a drill? It actually happens. It's a thought that I have to, live with every day going back to that building.
Earlier that week, 12 Wyoming communities, including Cody, were hit by other false reports that often triggered similar lockdowns. Captain David Janes with the Cheyenne Police Department described what the call sounded like.
Just a person claiming to be hiding in the bathroom and having seen four people get shot and a suspect.
Janes says when a threat like this happens, they have to treat it like it's a real situation. Multiple Cheyenne officers swept the school to confirm there was no shooter.
We would rather be wrong and have it be a safe situation and nobody injured than to be wrong and not respond appropriately to an actual situation going on.
But just responding to a threat like this takes up valuable resources, including SWAT teams and other officers who could be solving real problems. Mark McCulloch is with the FBI's Denver office. He says these calls, often called swatting incidents, are not victimless crimes. More than a dozen Colorado schools received threatening swatting calls in February. They've also been reported in Utah, Idaho, New Mexico, and Nevada this year.
Over about the past 10 years or so, we've seen an uptick both in the number and the scale of these types of calls. We've seen that scale increase to hospitals, schools, colleges, public areas.
McCulloch says it's a frustrating crime to solve, because the calls could be from out of the country, or from a juvenile, or from someone using a fake phone number or a voice generator.
The motivation is unclear, whether it's notoriety, whether it's to disrupt law enforcement operations, or just to create panic.
All of these events, plus recent real shootings like the one in Nashville, add to the overall feeling that classrooms aren't safe. Sarah Mikesell Growney is a parent of a Cody High School senior, and says there were times last week when her daughter didn't want to go back to school.
I mean, the fact that I have to talk to my kids about being fighters and being survivors and how to play dead and how to fight back when it's relevant because they're going to school, that's ridiculous.
Swatting incidents disrupt learning and can cause mental health issues. Robin Gerwich is a psychologist and professor at Duke Medical Center.
Your body doesn't just go from 90 to zero in a heartbeat. It takes a while. And so that calm down is very difficult and that anxiety stays high.
She says some kids might get more temper tantrums. Others might be more irritable or likely to turn to drugs or commit suicide. She says adults should respond by giving students space, validating their feelings, and telling the truth about what happened and how schools and police are reacting.
You also are provided with an opportunity to check with your children and have a discussion about your values, about how we treat others, and what we should do if we're concerned about something.
That's why local law enforcement is also encouraging communication about any potential act of violence, even if it's fake. It's not something they wish they had to advise people about, but it is the reality we're living in. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Will Walkie.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.